Suffice it to say that today Russia is seeking to fundamentally alter the security landscape of Eastern and Central Europe, first through its illegal occupation of Crimea, and now through the brazen effort, the overt effort, the indisputable effort to destabilize Eastern Ukraine. This challenge led me to Kiev, not for a first visit, but on Thursday, to meet with President Poroshenko, Prime Minister Yatsenyuk, Foreign Minister Klimkin, and it led Chancellor Merkel and President Hollande to visit Ukraine and then Moscow in pursuit of a plan to de-escalate the situation. Let me assure everybody, there is no division, there is no split. I keep hearing people trying to create one. We are united, we are working closely together, we all agree that this challenge will not end through military force. We are united in our diplomacy. But the longer that it takes, the more the off-ramps are avoided, the more we will be forced to raise the costs on Russia and its proxies.